This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Thank you.
No, this is alarming.
Let's see how many wrestling fans we have here. Thank you to the millions of ENN's fans. We appreciate you guys. It's a Friday. ENN is brought to you by our friends at Sloman's. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Long and skinny AF.
I'd like to say good evening to myself and Michael. Don's been dying to get pegged.
I would love to do this.
I'd like to say good evening to Michael again.
There, we got him on the butt.
And Don.
I don't know if there's anything worse than a number two at the club.
And Don again.
Flies are an extended family.
That was my favorite line. That was my favorite line of the show. And I'd like to say good evening to myself.
I'd like a snack.
And one more time to myself. But you know he's been begging for this for years. Wow, these are all...
Between Kaidi and Kairi.
I'm glad they got that one.
That's another one. Penalty's a helmet.
Kaidi.
Yeah, but in this case, at least I'm not worried. I had two delicious frozen Patrons before that happened. The other ones happened in the middle of a dead sober day. And also, let's say good evening to Harry, our friend.
I can't stand boxing.
Love it.
And to the great Aaron Boone.
Who's the special guest today? Is that Michael?
I'll get him.
Not on the plane.
No, you're too far away. You'd have to throw a paper airplane and hope that it could go 150 feet from the bathroom in the back to first class in the front.
One bad pitching change. I'm all over.
Let's hear from our friend who yesterday brought the ruckus when he came on the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it was one of Stephen A.'s best performances of all time. He was shot out of a cannon. He was angry. Here's Stephen A. Smith saying what the Nets need to do with Kyrie Irving.
The Brooklyn Nets can't get rid of Kyrie Irving soon enough. I mean, they cannot get rid of him soon enough. They are not going to do him any favors whatsoever. He opted in. That's a part of his contract. But from what I'm being told, they don't expect him to be around at all. And obviously, that's something that Kyrie wishes as well now. And he's conveyed as much to Kevin Durant, which is a reason why some people believe Kevin Durant made these demands just hours before free agency began.
Can't say I disagree much with Steven if you're the Brooklyn Nets. Here's Brian Windhorst at sea.
Windy.
Yeah, Windy at sea. Windhorst at sea. Or space. That's a great point by you guys.
Windhorst in space.
Why would he be in space on a beautiful day
like this?
Why
would he be at sea?
He'd be at sea.
You know what? I don't know.
It's a great question.
You don't know how space is.
Let's hear from Windy on Kyrie wanting to be a Los Angeles Laker.
Kyrie Irving wants to be a Laker. Is what he is sending the signal out, is that the only place he wants to be is a Laker. And the Lakers have the functionality to make that trade. And I think there would be some negotiation on the draft picks because it ain't going to be straight up. It just ain't. But they're going to have to wait. And the feasibility of that straight move, I'm just going to have to see what else the Nets are going to do with Durant.
I also like to declare today that I would like to join the Boston Celtics. I think it makes sense. It fits emotionally what I could bring to that team. You bring in Brogdon earlier today. We'll get to that story. You bring in Peter Rosenberg. You get something going there.
You know what I would like to?
What's that?
I'd like to split the play-by-play duties with Joe Davis on Fox for the World Series. That's what I'd like.
But it's a great point by you, Michael.
Anything you want, Don?
I'm good.
Okay.
But you know what Peter
said, that I was
going to
get balls thrown at me and I was going to have my shirt off?
I think Peter could bring 6 fouls and at least 1 3. I've seen it.
I'll tell you one thing I'm going to bring that Kyrie won't bring. I'll play in at least 65 games. I'll be there. I'll be suited up and ready to go. I'm going to tell you something. When I was on the baseball team, the Bethesda Chevy Chase Barons back in 1996, 97, there wasn't a person in Montgomery County, Maryland, who could chase down a foul ball that landed on the field hockey field faster than me. Okay?
Oh, this is so exciting.
I was the first man off the bench running. No, Matt, Don, you know what it's like running in cleats? Metal cleats? Oh. It's a nightmare. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I ran. I got the foul ball. I brought it back. I kept score. I did everything there is to do. I believe I could bring more to the table than Kyrie Irving does currently.
All right, score this. Ground ball is short. Throws to the second baseman, over to the first, and then they fire home to get the triple play. So give me the numbers on that.
6-4-3. You said home?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is always confusing for me these days. 6-4-3-2.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'll
be honest, though. It's a struggle. The infield's always a little iffy. And how would I draw it anymore? I don't remember. But
diamond,
I did it.
Diamond, like what you gave to Miss Hatton.
That's right. That's a very good point. A beautiful diamond. You're not wrong about that.
You know, we never asked you. How much did you pay for that?
Okay.
Well, how about this? Ready for this?
What?
I said, did you go by the whole, you know, 2 month salary?
Don't bring this up again. I got killed for this. Well, people said I was a bad guy.
Kill him again. Go ahead.
Because I said this.
Because, you know, what kind of diamond? 2 months salary with the way how much he makes.
I said.
You'd break your finger.
Yeah, I said, no, I did not do 2 months salary. People accused me of being a pig because I implied that that would be too much money. I'm sorry. Would you rather pretend I'm broke? I work 19 jobs. Can I make some money, for God's sake? You wake up. You wake up. I'm on the radio. You go to sleep. I'm still on the radio. You want me to be broke on top of it? So, no, I didn't give her 2 months salary, but the carrot decision was a thing.
Do we have a number on the carrot? Seven carrot. No.
18.
You held up a five, lady?
Five carrot.
I thought she held up a five. That's a bit much.
I'm
going to
guess.
It's nice.
2.5.
I'd rather not say.
Well, hey.
But
hey.
But I got to tell you something, though. There's something very important for everyone to understand. First of all, number one, the diamond business is a ridiculous. It's literally the racket of the cinch. Literally. Like, there's not a bigger racket going on in the world than diamonds. We know nothing about them. We're forced to buy it once in our lives when we're expected to pay an obscene amount of money. There's no better job than selling diamonds.
No, I think car mechanic.
Car mechanic's more work, though. You got to see the people over and over again.
Yeah, but
again.
We have no. Oh, by the way, you need a phalange, and you know your phalange's blown out. That's going to be $1,000.
Right.
We have no idea what a phalange is.
But you'll find out later on. There's no phalange, and you won't go back to that person because you're going to need your car fixed many times.
They'll give you a totally plausible thing that's just not broken. Because we don't know. None of us know.
I know, but the thing
I
is...
I feel violated when I go to a car
I know,
mechanic.
But I think Peter's right. Because theoretically, you only want to go to buy this diamond once.
Correct.
Well, you know, he's already lost that.
No, the first one was a family diamond. So
gotcha.
Only to buy a diamond once. But no, so it is hard because you go in, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're doing. The gentleman I worked with, Avi, fantastic guy. Love him. I think he gave us a great deal. But it's important to remember, Don, everyone wants a huge rock.
You should have gone the 2x London.
But the clarity is important,
2x London is the best.
I've heard great things about 2x London.
I got Jody's ring at 2x London, and she loves it. She never takes it off.
I would have went to 2x London.
You would have gone.
I would have gone to 2x London because I hear it's the absolute best place you could possibly go.
But this was a family connection.
This was a connection. I felt like I had to go see
Seattle. If you do go to 2x London, you tell the Michael Kay thing.
Yeah, you have to say that. Get the Michael Kay show treatment.
You're damn right I will.
Yeah. Hey, I do... Jeff Scopin, who does so much work for us, I don't know what, but he says he does. He asked me to do him a favor. He said, there's a guy from Barre that really saved my backside today. If we could give him a shout-out. His name is Jason Putz. They call him Jay Putz.
Tough last name.
Yeah,
but you know what? He did a lot of yeoman work.
But don't you just pronounce Scopin. It Putz and just, you know, like...
No, his name is Putz. You have a dirty mind.
No, but didn't the... Didn't the Mariners pitcher?
That's because that was his name. Putz.
This guy's name
is Putz.
But I think he changed it to Putz.
Well, this guy's name is Putz.
is that true, Jeff? All right.
Yeah. It's you, right? There he is. There's Jason Putz.
Well,
Jay Putz right here. Great Jay Putz. You got it. Thank you for helping Scopin. Yeah, he looks like he needs help.
Yeah, it looks like he...
It's Putz, not Putz.
Yeah. All right.
It's not too late.
Nobody's ever going to mess with this guy.
No, you're good. You're good, Ola. All right, thank you. Let's leave it there.
Thank you, man.
Oh, hi, Jody.
Hey, Jody. And Callie and Charlie.
Hey. By the way, who are these older
Can you believe it?
Okay.
So I got to say.
Well, so I know they bent the rules to allow them to be under 21, but should Callie have a margarita?
She loves to drink. But in moderation.
She loves to drink.
It's not like she's driving.
I got to tell you, as you get older, when you're little, you hear people say, oh, my God, I can't believe you're so big. And honestly, when you're a kid, it gets annoying. You get used to hearing it. You're like, yeah, I get it. I am so big. And then when you're in this age specifically, like
if somebody says you're big, you don't want to hear that.
Number one, I don't want to hear that.
Right.
If I want to hear that, I'm skinny AF. But also, you realize when you're in your 40s, as you see kids like your kid's age, who I remember them at zero.
Right.
Or zero and a half, maybe, when I first came to know them. It's mind-blowing. Like, it's absolutely crazy.
I can't open it. Nancy had sent me because, you know, on the phone it'll say 3 years ago.
Right.
Well, she got one for 6 years ago, and it was the beach bash, and it was little Callie that was, I think, Michael, 3 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Six years ago.
She would come. Where are you going?
He's going to get him.
Oh, he's going to get his kids?
I love it.
Are they going to come up and perform?
Yes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
See, I feel like this could be different. I'm telling you right now, Callie's whole approach that she has right now, Don, if you look at Callie, she looks like she has a totally different approach than in the past. There were nerves in the past. I think right now she's excited. I think she's ready to go.
Well, she kind of looks like if Charlie's going to perform, Callie would be the agent.
That's right. I don't know if you know this, but these children are both the children of broadcasters. So they know a little something about a microphone.
About communicating.
They know about that.
Comfortable in front of a camera and in front of a microphone.
As the great Jody Applegate Kay makes her way up as well, Michael now has retrieved both children. Make some noise.
Yeah.
One of the biggest Yankee fans in the business today, Charlie Kay. Here you go. Michael, this is yours. Give a headset over there. Is there another headset over there?
No. Callie picked that up off the floor.
All right, here we go. Big interview moment here. During ENN, this is prime time to get interviewed, by the way.
Yeah, big listening audience.
Hello.
Callie, what do you want to say to all the people out here?
Hello.
Tell them to get a meter.
What?
Get a meter. Just say that. Just say, get
She's
a meter, would you please?
Why?
She's too old. She went straight from when you would tell her to say things, she wouldn't say it, to now she says why.
Right.
There was never a middle period.
Come here, Charlie will say it. Come here, Charlie. Get over here.
Here comes Charlie K. Young base, a.k.a. Charlie Baseball.
Here's what I want you to do.
Here we go. Now, this is
right
tough.
Into the microphone. Say, get a meter.
No.
Oh! Both just, kids turned
you know
heel.
What? It's just not meant to be.
No, it's not.
It's not meant to be said.
Hey, listen,
Sorry.
Michael. Listen, Michael, I've seen it before. Stephanie McMahon turned on Vince McMahon before.
That's
I've
right.
seen these things happen.
Look,
you hear your adoring fans, guys?
You mean
they love you. They're chanting your name.
No, both of your fans.
Hello!
Callie! Callie! Callie!
See, Charlie wants no part of it.
No. Charlie's about baseball. Charlie, real quick, just tell us this. What position are you enjoying in baseball the most right now?
First base,
huh?
Wait, Dad. Wait.
You have a microphone, huh?
Wait, I needed to tell you.
Oh, his whispering. This is dangerous.
I started playing baseball. Oh,
you know, go ahead. Callie has told Michael something important.
So Charlie started a new league this week, and a lot of people didn't show up. So you know who stepped in? Caledonia K.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What position?
She played shortstop and played it well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Callie, do you like baseball too? Do you enjoy going to games as well? The food is good, right? What about a do you have a favorite player on the Yankees?
Aaron Judge.
There you go. 99, right. Baby. And what about you, Chuck? Who's your favorite player? Aaron Judge, good answer.
Now, 99, baby.
Will you root for the team he signs with next year?
No, Don. Don, no.
Oh,
Don.
No.
Why? It could be the Yankees.
Wow. What's up, all
right? Right, you're being negative. I didn't say he could sign with the Yankees.
Please finish up the end.
Oh, God, that was really funny, Don. That was a very good line. All right, a couple of NBA notes today. I'm sure Charlie and Callie care about this. My Maryland friend, Kevin Herter, traded to the Kings for Justin Holiday from the Hawks. Herter was a nice part of the Hawks team that beat the Knicks a couple years ago. So he'll make the move to Siberia, a.k.a. Sacramento. The Eastern Conference champion, Boston Celtics, have acquired Malcolm Brogdon in a trade with the Pacers. Brogdon averaged 21 points a game last year. Celtics are sending a 2023 first-round pick and five players, including Daniel Tice and Aaron Naismith.
They traded Tice.
Yeah, Tice is gone, sadly. But I'll tell you what, for the Celtics, they're obviously in a position to win right now. Mm-hmm. So moving next year's number one draft pick for someone who's established like Brogdon, I think, is a good play.
I bet you they're a player for Durant. They'll make a call.
You think that they'll make a call just because you believe that's how aggressive they are as a team? Brad Stevens will be that
guy.
Right,
and they have the talent to give up.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you right now, as God is my witness, my friend G-Spin texted me yesterday. He's a Bostonian. And he jokingly said, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart and draft picks for Kevin Durant. I'm good. I know I may sound nuts. I will stay with Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and our draft picks.
Really?
I honestly would.
You're crazy.
I'm sorry. I can't. Why? We just talked about it. You don't know that Kevin Durant's going to be there. Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown want to be career Celtics. I don't want someone who wants to go. We were this close. They were one player away from beating the Golden State Warriors. Why would you have to make a move for Kevin Durant?
It might have been the player that they were away.
Well, Kevin Durant could always be that player if he shows up. Don, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Would you move Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart?
No, I know it's tempting, but I hear what you're saying. These are guys that want to be on your team. They came within a whisker of winning it anyway.
Now, speaking of guys you want on your team, we'll see how the crowd reacts to this. The Knicks have re-signed a player.
Okay.
Mitchell Robinson has agreed to a 4-year, $60 million deal.
That's not bad.
No. It's not bad for either of them. It's good money for Mitchell Robinson. It's not a horrible deal for the Knicks either.
And think about it. Second round draft pick. Now he's getting $15 million a year. See how he did the math on that? Don couldn't have done that.
No, we wouldn't have known it. Zach LaVine has extended with the Bulls.
Amazing amount of money.
5 years, 215.
Wow.
Listen,
whoa.
Zach LaVine.
$250 million. He's a nice player.
Holy crap.
I would say Zach LaVine's what? A tier two player? A really nice tier two?
Now he's getting paid like tier one.
He's getting paid like tier one. If we were to go over the list of players who never in their career made what Zach LaVine's going to get for this next deal, Jordan, what was Jordan's total number?
Well, he did make his last year with the Bulls, he took him to the cleaner. I think it was like $40 million when nobody was making that.
Let's see. Bruce Brown and the Nuggets reached a 2-year deal for $13 million. Ricky Rubio is going back to Cleveland.
Okay.
Is it bad that, like, when Ricky Rubio came to the league, I loved Ricky Rubio. I thought he was going to be such a star. And now every time I hear his name, I go, Ricky Rubio still in the NBA? Literally every time. Is that bad?
Yes, yeah, awful. It's insulting and awful.
Was Minnesota his best years?
Yes. I mean, those are the years that he had the most promise,
right.
I should say. Don, big changes in San Jose.
Yes, Bob Boogner's out.
Boogner.
I'd like to see David Quinn get that job.
Oh, that's the,
Quinn was supposed to get the Bruins, right?
He interviewed for it.
And then he didn't get – that would have been great for him.
Yeah, Boston guy going to Boston, but he interviewed, but I don't think it really went anywhere.
Brittany Griner appeared in court four and a half months after her arrest for cannabis possession at the airport in Russia.
I'm sure it's a very fair court.
I'm sure she's in great shape there.
Yeah.
She's, of course, on the Phoenix Mercury. She's a U.S. Olympic gold medalist, and she's facing 10 years, if convicted, for basically moving around some, like, pens of cannabis oil, more or less.
That sounds like my legal system. If I ran a world.
You know, I'll tell you a story, Michael, that you'll appreciate.
Okay.
I have very strong feelings about illegal substances and foreign countries.
Okay.
I believe strongly when you're in a foreign country, you follow every single rule possible because as much, and I say this at risk of being booed, as little as I trust America, and that's pretty low, I trust everywhere else at least slightly less. And I was in Japan, and I was in a I was in a situation, and someone handed me marijuana, and it was lit already, and I said, oh, this looks fun. And I said, hey, by the way, Don, as I'm about to take a pull, hey, by the way, what are the rules about, like, weed in Japan? And the guy who didn't, my friend DJ Lead, who didn't speak great English, goes, mandatory 21 days in jail.
And it was skunk pot.
Threw it out the window immediately.
Good for you.
Come on, you can't do it. I can't risk. I'm sure Japanese jail is lovely and it's clean. Right. It's probably respectful. But I'm still not going to Japanese jail for 21 days for a joint. So
then you found out throwing drugs is 28 days mandatory.
I did that time on my head, Don. I'll tell you what, guys. There are other things we could talk about now, but at the same time, Gary Payton Jr. Signs a 3-year deal with the Blazers.
Wow, that's a loss for Golden State.
That's a loss for Golden State. $28 million. He played a really important part of that championship team.
He got his bag finally.
Don, he's moving to Portland.
That's right.
Any interest in telling us why you love it?
No. I'll never tell.
Guys, I think it's time. It's time we break because coming up next, Donald Marco LaGreca will pick up the bass and perform ENN tonight.
Wow.
Brought to you by our friends at Sloman's.
Jody, come here. Jody didn't get any camera time.
1-800-ALARM-ME.
I told her to come.
I know.
She wouldn't listen to me.
Look, everybody, the Jody chant.
Say something.
Jody, anything you want to say?
Say something.
No.
Jody Applegate, ladies and gentlemen. Jody Applegate. You want her on a microphone, you better pay the big bucks,
that's
okay?
Right.
That's how we do it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.